No.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visited the United Nations on Friday to make it clear that there would be no sanctions relief for North Korea until its leader carries out his promises.
The countries of the Security Council are united on the need for final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. Strict enforcement of sanctions is critical to our achieving this goal.
The FBI is in possession of a recording between President Trump and his former attorney, Michael Cohen. The two men were talking about a payment for a former Playboy model, Karen McDougal, who allegedly had an affair with the president shortly after the birth of his son, Barron. Earlier, former Trump campaign spokesperson Hope Hicks had claimed the Trump team had said that they had no knowledge of any payments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I'd been settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
The Coast Guard and National Transportation Safety Board are both investigating what led to the fatal accident involving a duck boat on a Missouri lake that killed at least 17 people. NTSB spokesman Earl Wehner says they will inspect every aspect of Thursday's deadly incident.
Our investigation is comprehensive. We'll look at the vessel. We'll look at the operation of the vessel. We'll look at the people involved. We'll look at the environment.
A dangerous heat wave continues to scorch parts of the south-central United States. Medical experts are asking people to be aware of the warning signs of heat exhaustion, which Dr. Gil Salazar says can come quick.
Just feeling malaise, some headache, nausea, and vomiting. Those are symptoms not to ignore.
Temperatures in parts of Oklahoma and North Texas are expected to reach as high as 109 in the next couple of days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Secretary of State is weighing in on the second summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is fully in support of a second meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin in Washington.
It is incredibly valuable to the people of the United States of America that President Putin and President Trump continue to engage in dialogue to resolve the difficult issues that our countries face between each other. I think this makes enormous sense. And I'm very hopeful that that meeting will take place this fall.
Pompeo made his comments after briefing the United Nations Security Council on the status of the North Korean denuclearization effort. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Senate Democrats are working hard to develop a strategy to try to delay or stop the Senate from confirming Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. With more, here's John Clemens.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas addressed the issue of the Democrats seeking documentation on the extensive career of Judge Kavanaugh, from Supreme Court clerk and attorney on the investigation that led to the impeachment of President Clinton, a senior aide to President George W. Bush, and as an appeals court judge.
20 Democrats have already come out against his nomination, so obviously they don't need to see any other documents. Five of them did it before he was even named, so they were just against anybody that President Trump might nominate.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing education, information, and communication to all who have served, veterans, active duty, and first responders. Now, this is brought to you by the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network, and we're live from 1160 AM KVDT in Dallas, Texas. Live stream us on Facebook. Use AllianceForTheBrave.com. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran, Vietnam Extension Branch, and Certified Senior Advisor. And joining me today, Robin Valletudo, the Executive Director. Robin, good morning, and happy birthday.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Our producer's like wanting to play. Aw, that's so sweet.
Isn't it better that they sing to you than I do?
No. I love it when you sing.
Oh, really?
Yes. Diane might challenge me on that, but I love it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Thanks for the memories. For 4 years, we've been doing this and talking around the world. So thanks for the memories.
Oh, that is so sweet. And this is, you know, this is the milestone one, guys. It's the big 5-0. And so I just want to say how humbled I am and just feel so blessed, because I feel like the universe has come out to say happy birthday all month long. And just my dear colleagues from Tarrant County College, from the radio station here, all of my friends around the nation. And because of the NFL, I got to tour overseas with Armed Forces. So even dear friends around the world, just remembering. And a lot of that, I think, is thanks to Facebook, right? I don't even know if I would remember my family's birthday dates Facebook wouldn't send me those little reminders. Yeah. And then this weekend is so special, too, because the other half of my family is in town. The first celebration kickoff was in Jacksonville. I know a lot of those folks are tuning in this morning. So, hey, guys, I love everybody from Jacksonville. And go Jaguars.
Thank you.
And then this week, we've got so many of my family in from Houston, including my dad and my stepmom. And Jim, we're so excited today. We'll do the official introduction here in a little bit, but we're going to bring my dad on because he served in the Air Force. But for right now, though, let's do a quick update on an incredible event that you and your beautiful bride, Diane, were at or involved with helping to promote. And that took place last night.
Well, yeah, it was the hottest ticket in Dallas.
I bet it was hot.
Record-breaking 108 degrees
oh,
in Dallas.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Jimmy, on the ground, goodness gracious. Boots and Salutes, EQUIST. What EQUIST is an organization that's down in the Trinity Forest Park, at a horse park, and they do equine therapy for veterans who have had numerous problems. They do a lot of work with children, but they also do special work with veterans. And I shout out to Jeff Hensley, U.S. Navy fighter jock and great guy. And he heads up their veterans program in helping veterans who've been through all kinds of problems, whether it's physical problems or mental problems. They do enormous work. They work in hand with the VA, with other things, America Serves. But Robin, I got to tell you, that was so much fun. And to go down there and see the horses and pet the horses, and I got to pet Dozer, you know?
Yeah.
Dozer is this gigantic percheron that is one of the, and you know, let me tell you what, you talk about training and helping people, you're going to work with an animal that's about 17 to 18 hands high and probably weighs somewhere near 2,000 pounds or, you know, that's a whole lot to work with. And he's probably the gentlest giant I've ever been around.
Well, I know we've talked many times over the past several years about equine therapy and assisting veterans and their families with post-traumatic stress or just reemerging the family after service. And this type of therapy, there are organizations around the world. But that we'll definitely keep bringing that information back in future shows. But one other milestone, guys, is yesterday marked the 49th anniversary of the United States being the first to walk on the moon. Michael Jackson on the moon. That's a big deal.
Wow. Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
1968?
1969. Oh, wait. 1969. Because I was born in 68 because we know it's 50, right? So, but when I saw that all over the news yesterday, I'm like, wow. 49 years ago. That's pretty impressive.
And I understand that they're planning, NASA's planning to take a trip and go back, but this time they're going to stay and build a base. That was what I read.
It's amazing the advancement today of technology and what we're capable of doing. As we get overpopulated on Earth, they're planning they're planning the next generation of living. In outer space. I'm there.
If it wasn't for my wife, technology and I would be lost completely. I've already fouled that up today.
Well, let's,
so that's great.
Let's go ahead and shift gears a little bit and welcome someone that's so special to me. And he is going to be our service spotlight for today. And that is my dad, Sal Gottlieb. Welcome to the show, Dad.
Good morning.
Dad, we're
what a joy to have you on board, and all of the things that you have done for veterans and do for veterans, and the company that you built and you had to provide veterans with help through the VA. Sal, welcome aboard. Now, I know you were Air Force and you didn't like your time aboard ship, but sorry about that.
I didn't say that.
And, Dad, we're going to get you to get right up on the mic, so we might lift that mic a little bit for you, Jim.
Here, let me help you.
There we go. There
it's a little
go.
Little intimidating because you want to think it's a chocolate ice cream cone, you know, really.
Well, Dad, just to kick us off, share your service story and how old you were when you went in and what made you decide to go in.
Yeah, I graduated high school in 1957. And about six of us guys didn't know where we were going. So we all decided to join the Air Force. And Air Force sent us to San Antonio, Texas. That's my first Texas visit. And we went through all kind of testing, what have you, and I was tested that I had mechanical skills. So after training, they sent me to tech school in Wichita Falls, Texas, and I graduated in the top 10 of the class of 1 and 2 engine mechanic for propeller-driven airplanes.
So excellence, it comes from my dad and our family.
Where did you grow up, Sal?
I haven't grown up yet.
No, well... I mean,
we need
when
a rim
you,
shot for that one, Chris. Right?
Yeah,
that was good,
really.
Dad.
Boom, boom, boom. Where did you grow up when you were a little kid?
Vineland, New Jersey. Vineland, New Jersey.
Vineland, New Jersey.
Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, so you came down here to Tech. Boy, that must have been culture shock. Coming to Wichita Falls?
No, I was happy.
Oh, good.
Well, here's something for you. All four of us were born in New Jersey, so I'm actually a Jersey girl. Can you believe that? By birthright.
No comment.
Jersey, Texas. Texas, Jersey.
I'm fifth or sixth or seventh generation of Texan. Mm-hmm. But, Sal, you went in the Air Force and you were an engine mechanic. What some of the aircraft you worked on?
C-47, 57, and mostly in the shop doing shop work on the engines.
And I've got such a cool picture. I mean, obviously for those tuning in can't see it, but for our Facebook listener or viewers, you can see some of the dad working on some of the aircraft. Dad, what were the years that you served again?
I went in 1957, early on, and came out in 1960.
You were at the height of the Cold War. You were in during the Cuban Missile Crisis and all of that, weren't you?
I was in peacetime.
Yeah, well, yeah, you didn't get to play with the North Koreans and the Chinese and all that. Weren't you lucky about that?
I was. But I was more fortunate than some guys were.
Yeah. Dad, what was the time period like back then when you went in to serve?
Well, there was not much conflict going on in the world, so we did our job, and, I had a good time, actually.
And I've got some pictures to show you. I was having a good time. Did we talk a lot about the choice to go in to serve? And for some people, they choose to because there's no direction. They don't know what they want to do with their lives. Others, it's economic reasons. They want their education, and military is the only way it's going to get paid for. For you, what would you say was the greatest outcome of serving your country for you?
I learned about life and what I did when I got out. I'm very proud of.
And when we talk about being proud of, it's you are part of what we represent in our mission with Alliance for the Brave, and that's empowering our active duty who are getting ready to transition and those who have transitioned to get them into the civilian workforce. And, Dad, you have really taken advantage of the professional benefits of being a service member. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, years
with
ago,
your business.
When I got out years ago, I didn't know what to do. I was a mechanic. But I got a job in a men's clothing store as a salesman, and I've been in sales all my life. And that helped me. When I got out, I decided to open a business to help the veterans. And my company is S&L Products and Services. We sell medical supplies to the VA hospitals. We've done that since 2002.
And your designation? Tell us about the designation, because that's what's really key for those that serve our country. It's just incredible benefits to be a certified...
Yeah, SDVOSB.
I can't get the acronym, Jim. It's just too much for me.
Service-disabled veteran owner of a small business.
Yeah, let me tell you something, because I've been going through that because of a business that I'm working with, and that is a very difficult thing to get. It isn't easy. And I think the rules and regulations, which they sort of, my opinion is, they hide from you. So it's like trying to play a game, and they're telling you the rules as you go along. So just to have gotten through that and get that designation, Sal, is an absolutely huge thing.
Let me shut this off.
I think it's also important. What are some of the products and services that you guys sold to the VA?
Most of it is wound care.
Jim, we got to tell Dad rules of the radio. You got to turn your cell phone off, Dad.
I'm trying to.
But if you go to S&L Products and Services, you can look it up. But the really cool thing is that Dad did. It took years to really get through all of the red tape of the government to now service government contracts, and that's where it's quite lucrative. And so it's just kind of timing, Dad, that you came on, and today our focus is really the services of the VA, but you also bring this other very strong element of what we serve in our mission, and that is to educate our service members who want to go into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, the government teaches us to be patient.
I believe the statement was hurry up and wait.
That's good. Hurry up and wait.
You were. I want to back up if I can. Okay. All right. Sal, you were in Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines.
That's right.
I was there as well. Man, I love some of that food. Tell us, what's your best memory of Clark Air Force Base? And did you get to go up to Baguio or did you get to go to Manila very much?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what that was like in that period of time.
And what we'll have to do, guys, because we hear the music, so it lets us know we're about to go to a break. Dad, hold those memories, and we'll come back and share those, as well as dive into services of the VA, because you are a great, great advocate for what's happening here in Texas.
So I tell you what, we're going to be right back with Robin Valentudo and her dad, Sal Gottlieb. But boy, I need another... chai tea latte, something to help me, maybe a monster
drink. All right,
drink.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right
more.
Back, yeah. And thank you for being on board, Facebook, and thank you for being with us on Alliance for the Brave.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
You have to sell your gorgeous but suddenly unaffordable house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your mom and dad's old rundown house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your crazy Aunt Zelda's house. You know, the one with all the cats. These guys buy. Taj Mahal? These guys buy. Old musty dump? These guys buy. Just plain ugly? These guys buy. Sell your property now. As is, no fees, no repairs, no waiting. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Miss Robin Valtudo, my super-duper executive director and co-host and good friend and buddy. Happy birthday to you, my dear.
Thank you. Thank
Isn't
you.
That exciting?
What a wonderful weekend celebration.
I wish you'd quit telling everybody you're 50, because I keep telling them you're only 30.
Oh, I'll go with that.
Okay.
I'll go with that. Although Pat Wheeler, our dear friend Pat Wheeler, he says, 50 is nifty. I like that slogan. I'm good with it. I have embraced it.
Let me tell you, today's 50 is yesterday's, or whatever. Today's 50 is 30, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we've got your dad. I am so thrilled to have you aboard, Sal. Sal Gobley, former United States Air Force, also the builder and owner of SNL Products that provided products to the VA healthcare system. Sal, we were talking about your service, and you got to go to one of the places that I went to in the Navy, called Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines. Boy, man, what a great place that was.
You were Subic Bay, weren't you?
I was in Subic Bay. I was in and out of Subic Bay so often that it was ridiculous. But when I flew over there, I got to land there, Clark, and I was greeted by about six Jeeps full of armed troops and machine guns. And I thought, for me? You know? But that was an interesting time, wasn't it? Clark Air Force Base, and so many of our Vietnam veterans and many of our Air Force veterans, when they hear the name Clark Air Force Base, they're going to go, man, I remember that place. What was your best memory of Clark?
Well, it was a good duty. I wore a white uniform. I was on a flight line all the time. I was on 24 hours on and 48 hours off. I had a good time.
You did?
I would like that schedule.
By the way, did you enjoy that San Miguel, the pride of the Philippines, that beer?
Yeah,
that
sure.
was pretty good stuff, wasn't it?
It was, especially for 10 cents a bottle.
Oh, yeah. Now, did you get the one with the painted label that was painted on the bottle, or did you get the paper one? Because the paper one was what they shipped overseas, and that was quality control. The one that was painted on, they painted it so that whatever was in the bottle wouldn't pull the label off. It was pretty tough stuff, let me tell you.
I had so many I don't remember.
Yeah, we used to cut them with tequila so that we could get them down. But that a lot of people will remember Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines.
Jim, he may be a little timid on his stories only because his daughter is in here. And just prepping for today's interview, I've learned so much more about my dad.
If you rode a motorcycle and you were in Subic Bay, I probably met you.
No, because I was out of there about 7 years after you were there. And I was on aircraft carriers. You know, my pilots knew how to fly. So I didn't hear the drum roll after that one. I think I must
have. We're missing it.
Sal, I think it's really important, though, that you went through the process and you got that veterans-owned business designation. I understand you were saying beforehand, and see, this is something that's very, very, very important for a veteran to be able to have this designation and to use this designation to be able to do business with the government in the VA. Can you tell us just a little bit about that, please?
Yes. First of all, you have to form a corporation and then start calling on veterans' homes and stuff, VA hospitals and what. It took me 2 years before I got my first order from a VA.
Wow.
You have to be patient and consistent and have good products to offer them. And once you have a service-disabled veteran small business designation, you can sell them just about anything. They don't have to be on contract anymore. George Bush made a law that as long as you're a service-disabled veteran company, you can sell office supplies, you can sell furniture, anything. But the best thing to do is get friendly with the purchasing agents there and offer your services, but it takes time, and then get good products. And right now we have good medical supplies, bandage, and all kind of things. And we have three contracts already, GSA and FSS contracts. But it takes time and patience. Don't give up.
Good advice.
Dad, you know, one of the big reasons we welcomed you on today is, one, you service through your business the VA hospitals and clinics, and you're also a veteran that uses those benefits. And that's a big topic, you know, around the nation is, are our veterans using their benefits and what is the quality of service? So let's go ahead and dive into, out in Spring, Texas, your experience with the VA hospital and benefits.
Well, the government has opened up brand new outpatient clinics, brand new, a good staff, good equipment, good people. If you're qualified for the VA, go see them. Don't wait, and you don't have to make a lot of money or anything. They will take care of you. And my wait time is a week. I have no problem with the VA.
Hey, Dad, we're going to go ahead. The music lets us know we're going to a break. Is that right, Chris? We're going to a break. We'd love this. Thanks for the memories, Jim. This is just for you, Mr. Bob Hope. But we will continue talking with my dad, Sal Gottlieb, and his experience with VA benefits right here in the great state of Texas.
Yeah, that's really important to let people know. So we'll be right back.
And traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visited the United Nations on Friday to make it clear that there would be no sanctions relief for North Korea until its leader carries out his promises.
The countries of the Security Council are united on the need for final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. Strict enforcement of sanctions is critical to our achieving this goal.
The FBI is in possession of a recording between President Trump and his former attorney, Michael Cohen. The two men were talking about a payment for a former Playboy model, Karen McDougal, who allegedly had an affair with the president shortly after the birth of his son, Barron. Earlier, former Trump campaign spokesperson Hope Hicks had claimed the Trump team had said that they had no knowledge of any payments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
You don't need to buy one of those fancy beds that they advertise on TV that'll cost you thousands of dollars when you can just get a MyPillow.com and it will make a tremendous difference in how you sleep. It really will. We'll save you some money. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll down to the Radio 4-Pack Special, type in promo code USA. You'll get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. Toss out those old, flat, nasty pillows. Replace them with a 100% washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. What have you got to lose? And by the way, did I mention they're all made in America? To get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-951-8175. Ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows, custom fit for you, and two go-anywhere pillows. 1-800-951-8175. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this great deal.
The American Red Cross, the Dallas Baptist Men, Community Emergency Response Teams, the Salvation Army. To that list, add the RLA Scouts. Founded in the ashes of 9/11, the RLA Scouts provide agile, well-trained, certified, and vetted first response personnel available to police and fire rescue at a moment's notice. And we need you. Whether you help fund the mission or join the mission, consider the RLA Scouts. Visit their website now and make a tax-deductible donation. RLAscouts.org. The RLA Scouts, the next rescue resource for Texas.
New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
The fans are on their feet on a perfect afternoon.
It's the Foxwood Casino 301.
Daniel Suarez, out of shape, almost gets into Ryan Blaney.
Oh, trouble.
Hard to wall. The 77 of Eric Jones.
Daniel Suarez on the bottom. Chase Elliott right behind.
Side by side, Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin.
The Foxwood Casino 301. Sunday, July 22nd at 12 noon.
Don't miss the Foxwoods 301 tomorrow at noon on 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. And Robin, we get to welcome back to the United States and to the real world a veteran from way back when.
Yes, but first, how about this song, Jim?
Oh, I
Our
love it.
Our producer and I, we were, we've been searching and seeking and playing around just for you.
I love that. And, you know.
And it's signature of the great state of Texas, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but our Navy colors are blue and gold.
Yeah,
and tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Just make sure the tree is not an aircraft carrier getting ready to pull out. last night, the horse that they were raising money for at Equest to support the horse is a battleship gray Anglo-Arab, which is half thoroughbred and half Arab. And I'm sitting there going, you got to be kidding. You got the horse that's going to be the Navy mascot is Battleship Gray. Guys, where did you do that?
Amazing, amazing.
Let's go back, though. It's more important to talk about what we were talking about is the importance of the VA and how so many people are afraid to go to the VA. So, Sal, talk about your relationship and your experience with the VA, because I preach this all the time.
Well, I've lived it since I've been out of the service, because I got hit in the face overseas, and I was living in Tennessee for a while, and my teeth started giving me a lot of trouble, and I got into the VA and asked for help. It took some time, and but one day, I was waiting a year, one day I talked to a lady, nice lady on the phone. She said, you've been waiting how long? And she made an appointment for me that next day. And I'm walking around with 24 crowns in my mouth because of the VA.
Damn, you're a valuable guy.
I am. And I'm very thankful. And since then, I was a very big advocate of the VA. And people who get out of the service and get home, first thing you need to do is find a VA and go see one.
All right, let me get in Texas. We have a county veteran service officer. And the County Veterans Service Officer, you can look it up, is paid by the state of Texas. They have all of the paperwork capability. That's the guy to go see or gal to go see to get your paperwork and get it going so that you have a smooth entry. But one of the points you and I were talking about on the break was that my experience as a senior advisor is so many people are afraid to go. And like we were talking about, they couldn't hear. Why couldn't they hear? Well, I was an artillery commander in Korea. I was, you know, front lines in Vietnam. You need to go if you can't hear, because you can get free hearing aids. You can get help. And it's multi-level care. It's care designed especially for veterans and many of the things that we have to deal with that normal people don't understand. And in today's world, Sal, and you know this as well as I do, if you go to a hospital, you're in and out as fast as they can get you out. But in the VA, if you go into a VA hospital, they spend the time to make sure that when you walk out, you can walk out. I am so impressed with that.
Well, and too, we find that the service, it just varies on the state that you're in, right, Dad? Yes. We're just fortunate here in Texas, and especially in spring, that they've got some good service, but not at every location.
Well, they are putting new outpatient clinics all around the country, and that's the biggest thing they could have done for the veterans.
Well, I know that when you went to the VA hospital in Houston, the service wasn't as good as going to one of these smaller VA clinics where you got this incredible caseworker who, on her own recourse, researched what you were able to receive as far as your hearing loss due to your service. You from my recollection of your story, you didn't even think about it. She did that for you, and it has definitely made a financial impact every month.
Yeah. Now, how long ago was that, Sal? When was that?
Well, she was talking about?
Yeah, what years?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, this year.
Oh, it was this year.
I went and had my hearing aids tested, and he mentioned it, and I said, no, I never put in a claim for hearing because I was on a flight line with all those jets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And sent me to this lady. She filled out all paperwork, and she said it would be about a couple of months. Within 6 weeks, I got a letter, and they sent me down for a hearing aid test. I went down there. She said it's going to be about 6 months. Within 3 weeks, I had a letter. You've been approved. They updated my disability to over 30%. I was 10%, now I'm 40% because I applied.
And let me tell you, that additional 27%, it has made a financial impact.
Absolutely.
It is great.
Well, a lot of people don't know that, A, you get a financial benefit. You get a pension. You get an amount of money for that, correct?
Right. Yes.
All right. Also, in most communities, you get a reduction on your ad valorem real estate taxes equivalent to that percentage of your disability. So
correct.
A 40%, I mean, a 40% reduction on my taxes in Dallas would be a big number.
Well, what I think too, Jim, with this story that Dad's sharing is that it really helped other people. Because Dad, you were talking to kind of a high level veteran who had served at a higher level of leadership, who wasn't using any of his VA benefits because he felt bad to use them. So share that story.
Yeah, a friend of mine in California I've known for years, and he's got hearing problems, and I said, why don't you go to the VA? He said, well, I understood that you have to be low income to go to the VA. I said, where did you get that information? So he did go, and a month later he called me to thank me because he went in there and he got taken care of, got new hearing aids, and he got disability.
And he earned those benefits. And, Jim, we hear this story time and time and time again. So, Dad, when you shared it with me just a couple of months ago, it's like, oh, man, we've got to bring this to our listeners.
Without a doubt, it can make a huge difference. It can make a big difference in somebody's quality of life as well as their financial thing. And the quality, we are very fortunate in Dallas that we were under the leadership Jeffrey Milligan for a number of years, and Jeffrey is a director of the Dallas VA, which is North Texas, 40 counties, has become probably number one, if not maybe the best VA in the United States. I mean, that's not just me talking. Mm-hmm. That's some surveys and things, and the people that work in the VA are incredible. Matter of fact, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a young lady call in because there's something there additionally that I want to talk about in suicide prevention. But what Jeff Milligan did, and the guy that was under him, Dr. Stephen Holt, went up to Illinois and helped to get a hospital going and then came back. And now Dr. Stephen Holt is the director of our Dallas, North Texas VA. They are doing a remarkable job. Matter of fact, many people have come to, and I'm one of the group that's called the stakeholders, people that are involved in our VA, to talk to us about how we were able to get the community behind and help the VA be better. And I think that's what people really need to understand, isn't it, Sal?
Absolutely.
That it really is a high-quality deal. And yes, they're not perfect. Yes, mistakes are made. But does anybody put on CNN the fact that a friend of mine's daughter went in for a knee replacement in a civilian hospital and she died on the table from a blood clot? No. In the civilian world, these things happen all the time. If something happens in the veterans world, it gets blown way out of proportion, in my opinion. And therefore, that frightens a lot of veterans from coming in and using it.
Well, and two, we're finding, like in the sense of my dad's case here, that he didn't initially think that his hearing loss could have been due to his service, but let alone just the aging process, right, Dad? You're going to be the grand milestone age of 80 on Veterans Day, November 11th. But because you had a great caseworker, it did contribute to early onset of hearing loss. So there are so many veterans that are coming upon illnesses much later in life, well after their service, and not realizing that, you know what, it could be partly due to your service. So think about those things when you are in front of your caseworker. Explore all options to ensure that you get the most of your benefits and the best care possible.
Well, in doing that, we have somebody on the phone that I called and I asked to come and give us a little bit of conversation and help, because a very important thing right now is suicide prevention. And that is on everybody's mind. Good morning, Ms. Qualls.
Good morning.
How are you this beautiful morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. I'm cool here in the studio, thank goodness. Boy, welcome welcome to Dallas. Ms. Qualls, tell us a little bit. You are the suicide prevention case manager or project manager, And there's so much that the VA is doing in this area. And I really wanted to segue into that and the quality of care and what all you're doing to help veterans in that regard.
Sure. Well, my name is Natalie Qualls. I'm the Suicide Prevention Program Manager for VA North Texas. We have a team of five social workers who are solely focused on suicide prevention efforts within the VA North Texas catchment area. And the VA nationally has the suicide prevention coordinators integrated into all the VA medical centers to bring focus and awareness to this issue and to help not only the VA but the larger community become aware of this issue and start trying to address it.
Natalie, this is almost an epidemic, not only in the veterans population but in the nation, period. To me, it's really a battle of the mind. So you are stepping up to the combat zone to help veterans who have gone through various and sundry experiences and trying to help them. And can you talk a little bit more about some of the preventive things that you guys are doing in working with veterans in that regard?
Absolutely. And sure. We just want to let you know that my dad, Sal Gottlieb, is in studio with us and here to advocate for the services and resources of the VA.
Yes. So go ahead.
One of my manufactures products for the VA for suicide prevention, things for the sinks, that there's no hard evidence or where they can tie anything to it, that the shower doors, all kinds of products. And it's a great catalog. And
yeah, he's talking about suicide prevention products that are out there now that are being purchased throughout the VA systems around the nation, which is pretty phenomenal. Thanks, Dad, for sharing that. And it's SNL products.
All American made, by the way.
Well, Natalie, let's go on and continue the conversation about what you guys are doing here in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my team focuses on educating all the VA providers and staff on identifying suicidal warning signs, and once they identify those warning signs, how to then encourage that person into getting the help that he or she needs. We also reach out into the community to our stakeholders to help provide education and support to them, because what we do know is the large number of veterans who we lose to suicide are not actually receiving care at the VA. There's about 20 veterans a day who die by suicide, and 14 of those have never set foot into the VA. And so a big piece of what we do is reach out to the community so that they know that this is an issue and that they may be the ones who are engaging with these veterans and make sure they know what resources are available. So we provide support to them. We bring them materials for the Veterans Crisis Line so that they can display those and pass them out. So it's a pretty multifaceted approach that we have within the VA and outside of it.
You know, you gave us a very interesting statistic that 14 out of the 20-plus veterans who are taking their own lives have never set foot in the VA. They don't know the capabilities that are there, and they don't know the quality of care. They just hear all this stuff in the press, and they think this is a terrible place, and it's not. Actually, the quality of care in the VA, Natalie, I think is vastly superior than what we're finding in the civilian world.
Correct. There's been some recent data released about the suicide rates, and the suicide rates for non-veterans and veterans alike are both on the rise. But what we see is the veterans who are receiving care within the VA, their rates are rising much slower than the veterans who are not receiving care from the VA.
I think that's really important. Natalie, we're going to take a break to hear from our partners. So if you would stay on board with us, we're going to come back and dig in a little bit deeper into suicide prevention, mental health building, and the things that need to be done to help our veterans today. Joining us today, Sal Gottlieb, Miss Valetudo's dad.
Yes, so proud to have
up
dad
here for your birthday. Yeah.
Yes, thanks, Dad. All right, guys, We will be back with more in our last segment of Alliance for the Brave in our first hour right after this break. Don't go away.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Antique Market. In 1866, the Grapevine Masonic Lodge is organized. J.W. Dunn is the first worshipful master. In 1867, they decide to build a school. Pine lumber is hauled by ox teams over 150 miles from the mills in East Texas. School begins in September of 1869. Colonel W.P. Bishop is principal. The school remains open until 1886.
Hi, I'm Brandon Cantrell with Grapevine Antique Market. We sell vintage items, antiques, and a lot of current decorative items. Very cool. My husband lived here when I got married 33 years ago. It's a small town feeling, although it's not that small anymore. I've just gotten to know Grapevine, and I have lots of friends here, and I like it.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
Do you know someone who has a drinking problem or drug addiction? Well, you know what comes next. If you or someone close to you has a bad drinking or drug problem and they have private health insurance, free help may be available. Call a recovering addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline. They'll help you get clean and sober and give you a total rehab in a beautiful five-star treatment facility. It's like a vacation, but a clean vacation. If you have private health insurance, quitting drugs, quitting alcohol, and getting sober is just a free call away. Sorry, we don't accept Medicare or Medicaid. Make this free, confidential call now, before someone dies.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. 800-915-9734.
Hi, I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor. I've been working with seniors for 10 years in Texas and Oklahoma, helping them with financial issues, home finance, helping them to restructure their life. Save their home, save the farm, that's what I do. I teach them, I help them, and I work with them. You can look me up on jimblythe.net or you can call me at 214-502-4600. That's 214-502-4600.
I'm heading off for vacation in a few weeks, and you know, I'm really excited to have some time off, some extra good sleep, but then I get extra good sleep because of my pillow. So if you're craving that vacation kind of sleep, you know, you can get it at home anytime with a MyPillow. Now, one of the nicest things about the MyPillow, it stays cool all night long. You don't have to flip the silly thing over to the cooler side. It's always cool, and it keeps its shape all night long, so you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night to fluff the pillow up, make it nice. Code USA, you're going to get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. That's 2 MyPillow premium pillows, custom fit for you, and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Again, use promo code USA to get 50% off. These pillows come with an amazing 60-day money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty, 100% machine washable and dryable, and made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll to the Radio 4-Pack Special, enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. 800-951-8175. Promo code USA.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Robin Bell Tudor, our executive director, and joining us, Natalie Qualls from the VA and Sal Gottlieb, a user and supplier to the VA. And during the break, we were talking about a story that really talks about VA and why people are not using it. Sal, tell us about that, and Natalie, then you can comment.
There's two major things that I found out with guys that don't want to go to the VA. Two of them are stubbornness, and one is ego. I don't want to be around those guys. Well, those guys are just like you are. But go. You get physicals two times a year. You get all your medication. You get whatever. They will take care of you, but get in the system.
Because sometimes it can be too late, Dad, right? Your beautiful bride, my stepmother, Lisa, her father, who served long time in the Navy.
He was on a ship for a long time and had cancers all over his body, and he didn't want to go. He was stubborn. Well, he's not around anymore.
Well, Natalie, you see that, especially from the mental health and the battlefield of the mind, as I call it, of people that are stubborn and don't want to go. How can we make it easier, Natalie? How can we get people on board with the kind of help they need?
Sure. I mean, I think part of it is just talking to that veteran. If you identify some warning signs, so if you're seeing that they're maybe hopeless or they're having mood swings, maybe they're increasing their alcohol or drug use, just opening up that conversation with them about what is going on. You know, if you do identify those warning signs, or if you pick up that the person's making comments such as, you know, I'm so tired of this, or I don't want to be here anymore, we encourage that you ask the question, are you thinking of suicide? And then if that person is feeling that way, then getting them connected into help. So, you know, that could be the VA. If the VA is what's closest to you and what's available, we do have walk-in hours where people can come in and get their immediate needs triaged on same-day access. But we really worked hard to ensure that there are really no wrong doors to getting into the VA. So just show up and we will try to get your needs met.
Now, Natalie, isn't there, and I believe it's working with you and America Serves, a way that they can use a telemedicine if they're suicidal and talk with a qualified person? I'm not really familiar with that. Can you help us a little bit with
that? Sure. So we have a Veterans Crisis Line, which is staffed 24/7, largely by veterans themselves, who are trained to handle anything that arises where a veteran may be in crisis. So if someone needed to reach out to the hotline, they would just call 1-800-273-8255 and then press 1, and they'll get connected to a hotline responder that will address their needs. And the important thing to know about the crisis line is it doesn't have to be the veteran themselves that call in. So if you're a family or a friend and you see the loved ones in crisis, you can call in on their behalf as well.
Natalie, would you do me a favor and repeat that number contact slowly?
Yes. It's 1-800-273-8255, and then press 1 at the prompt.
We can get that on our website, can't we, Robin?
Sure.
So people can go to Alliance for the Brave with the number 4, and we're going to have that posted on our website of the Suicide Crisis Line. 24 hours a day, somebody is there to help you so that you don't play with a gun or a knife or something else that's terrible.
Yeah. And again, Natalie, I think it's so innovative technology-wise that what my dad was bringing up, Sal Gottlieb is in the studio with us, his company, SNL Products, along with possibly some other companies out there that service government contracts and the VA healthcare facilities. The suicide prevention apparatuses that are being installed in a lot of these newer places in the hospitals.
It's for the veterans that tried to hang themselves in a restroom or something like that. We have products that they cannot do that anymore.
Fantastic. But Natalie, we'll get you guys connected so you can research that a little bit more.
Yeah, Natalie, I gave him your phone number. Natalie, I am so thankful for you being on board today and talking about this very, very important thing. We're going to be building in the month of September a whole bunch of programs featuring Natalie and featuring the other people. So this is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo. And thank you, Sal Gottlieb. Please stick around for our second hour where we're going to be talking about the Army Futures Command.
With retired Colonel John Antal. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Secret recordings of President Trump talking with his former personal lawyer Michael Cohen before the 2016 election zero in on a potential payment to an ex-Playboy model who allegedly had an affair with Mr. Trump. The president's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said he did nothing wrong. The circumstances surrounding Kimberly Guilfoyle leaving Fox News Channel are still unclear. All Fox says is that it had parted ways with the legal analyst and co-host of The Five. She's been dating Donald Trump Jr. after he and his wife filed for divorce in March. Word is, Guilfoyle will be joining America First PAC, which supports President Trump's agenda. She had worked at Fox News Channel since 2006. Reports are she didn't leave the network voluntarily. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Charlotte, North Carolina was selected on Friday during the RNC committee meeting in Austin, Texas, where two finalists were being considered, Las Vegas being the other contender. It was the site of the Democratic National Convention in 2012. North Carolina has been and continues to be a battleground state for both political parties. Democrats have yet to choose a convention site for 2020. Up against a Thursday deadline to reunite migrant children 5 and older separated from their parents at the southern border, the Justice Department says 450 of the more than 2,500 have been reunited. Former Vice President Joe Biden took on the Trump administration immigration policy in addressing the League of United Latin American Citizens.
This administration's policy that literally ripped babies from the arms of their mothers and fathers. One of the darkest moments in our history.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It appears America's feelings about our southern neighbors across the border seem to be changing and evolving, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
It seems fewer Americans think of Mexico as an ally or friend of the U.S. The new Gallup survey finding 27% of Americans polled say Mexico is an ally, 45% say they think of Mexico as a friend, 20% of those polled say they consider Mexico an enemy of the United States. The poll showing the most negative attitudes towards Mexico since the issue was first tracked by Gallup 20 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the doctors for former President George H.W. Bush was fatally shot while riding a bike. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
A doctor riding his bicycle through Houston's Texas Medical Center was fatally shot by another man on a bicycle Friday morning. Houston Police Executive Assistant Chief Troy Finner says the search for the suspect continues.
Our homicide investigators are interviewing people. Another good thing about our medical center, as you know, there's a lot of cameras. So we're hoping that we can get some footage of this and bring this violent criminal into custody where he needs to be right away.
Cardiologist Dr. Mark Hosknecht, described as a leader in the Houston Cardiovascular Associates. He specializes in cardiovascular disease. Finner says they are speaking to witnesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country and the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
Happy birthday, Miss Robin. And it's a big milestone for you. You're 29 again.
You could have possibly said 25 times two.
Yeah, well, not quite. Also, I want to take a moment and stop and see if anybody remembers this. Good morning, Vietnam! Well, the great voice of Adrian Kronauer is no longer with us. He passed away this week, and so I want to say a very special shout-out to his family and to the memory of Adrian Kronauer for what he did for Armed Forces Radio that was brought to life by the great Robin Williams. So, welcome, because in the air, everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing education, information, and communication to all who have served our veterans, active duty military, and first responders. Now, this is brought to you on the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network around the world. We live stream on Facebook. Join us on AllianceForTheBrave.com. That's with the number four. I'm Jim Blythe, your voice of the Alliance for the Brave, with Robin Valtuto, our executive director.
I thought you were going to say a voice of reason, and I would definitely two thumbs
no,
up
no,
that
no,
one.
No, 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 no.
And by the way, we opened Alliance for the Brave for literally 2.5 years with that original open from Good Morning Vietnam. So it just brought back some great memories, Jim. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I think that resonates with those that have served and even our active military around the world today. That is just a classic.
Well, I did it differently when I did Armed Forces. I was on board the Oriskany and the Hancock, and I said, in the air, everywhere, in the Gulf of Tonkin, you're listening to Big Jim Edwards on KRIS USS Oriskany, Armed Forces Radio Network. I mean, we were out there in the middle of nowhere, about 60 miles from Haiphong, delivering the mail to the North Vietnamese.
Well, along with your service, grand service in studio with us today, we also have another service veteran that is so dear to my heart. So if you were tuning in the first hour and you're carrying over with us, then you'll get to continue to enjoy some of his perspective on what's happening with our military and benefits today and even within the news around the world. Please welcome back my dad, Mr. Sal Gottlieb, United States Air Force mechanic. Dad, thanks for hanging over with us for the next hour, and great insight that you brought with Natalie regarding suicide prevention within the VA hospitals and facilities. And we also thank Natalie for chiming in with us. And a thought from one of our viewers, they was to mention to those that have served and you've got benefits to use, that you can stop into any VA clinic, VA hospital, just for basic checkups, right, Dad?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, check up so you don't check out.
Once you get in the system, you get medications, you get physicals, two physicals a year. And, I mean, what do you have to lose?
Right. You've earned those benefits. Why not use them?
Well, one of the points we made is that the VA healthcare system in North Texas is probably one of the best in the nation. And quality far surpasses even some of the civilian hospitals. But I want to segue now to a very dear friend of mine, a frequent contributor, the I think the colonel who should have been a major general in leadership in the United States Army, retired U.S. Army Colonel John Antall. Good morning, Colonel Antall.
Jim, good morning. And Robin, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. So great to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to always be on your great show, and hello to all the listeners. And Sal, I'm honored to meet you, sir.
Same here.
And Colonel Antall, retired Colonel Antall, this is our kickoff of Flashpoints on Alliance for the Brave. So look forward to our listeners can look forward to that on a regular basis with you, John.
Great.
Colonel Antall, there was a bit of news that hit the waves this week about the Army Futures Command. And I'd never even heard of it. Now, that obviously shows you that I'm Navy. But they're moving that to Austin, and that is a huge deal from what I understand. John, your knowledge about leadership and all, you're familiar with the Army Futures Command. Can you tell our audience, for those who don't know what it is and why it's so important?
Well, the Army Futures Command is a brand new command. This is a major reorganization of the United States Army. Something like this, major headquarters, hasn't been done in decades. And what this Futures Command is going to be tasked with is to look at challenges and problems that are going to be in the near, mid, and far future, and try to have groups that are going to solve those problems, and also to streamline the acquisition of new equipment into the Army. One of the challenges the U.S. Army has had is that we have not had a new tank, for instance, or a new infantry fighting vehicle, and many new other systems since the 1970s. People don't realize that the M1 Abrams tank, which is still one of the best tanks in the world, was first designed in the 70s and deployed in late 79, you know, late 70s. So the U.S. Army started to get them on board in the 80s and replace the old, much older Patton series tanks, the M60 series tanks. So we have a huge issue with the refurbishment and the replenishment and the development of new vehicles, to include everything from the vehicle that we drive in, the jeeps and the trucks kind of vehicles, all the way to the armored vehicles. So it's a very expensive and important process, and Army Futures Command is going to be involved in streamlining that effort. And I was just in California for 2 weeks with the Army Science Board. I'm a member of the Army Science Board, and the Army Science Board provides advice about critical Army science challenges to the Secretary of the Army and the Chief of Staff. And I had one-on-one conversations with the general who is now being nominated to be the commander of Army Futures Command in Austin, Texas. And I think it's a great thing for Texas because, first of all, this command was selected to go to Texas because of the unique values and the unique capabilities that Austin and the Texas area provides. I mean, people who may not be Texans may not realize what a high-tech corridor we have between Austin and Dallas, and all the possibilities of bringing in civilian business in the high-tech arena, software business, the science arenas, to help our military make a greater deterrent so that we can have peace and prosperity around the world.
That is huge in going to Austin. Now, this command is not just about equipment, but it's also about understanding recruiting and training is part of what I understand. So you're really developing the plans for the future. As you and I have said many times, if you haven't got a goal and you haven't had a plan, you got a problem.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a holistic approach. They're going to look at all sorts of future issues. Some of the big future issues that the Army is facing right now is, in fact, how to transition from the wars we've been fighting, which have been probably primarily counterinsurgency operations and operations where we needed lots of infantry on the ground dealing with tribal leaders and dealing with small insurgency outfits, to now recalibrating the Army to be able to fight major wars against peer competitors. So you can imagine the development of the Chinese and the Russian armies. And if you start to just go a simple Google search, you will be amazed at the new equipment they have, the new training facilities they have, the new training systems that are possible opponents have, and how we need to now re-gauge our military so that we can be able to meet those threats. And that's one of the major things that the Futures Command will be looking at. And again, it's a great thing for Texas to have them come to Austin. There were several different places that they could have gone. Obviously, they could have gone anywhere on the East Coast, closer to Washington, D.C. They could have gone to other places like Orlando, which has Orlando, Florida, which has a big community of folks that are involved in the simulation and training arena. But instead, they chose Texas, and they chose Texas not only because of the many opportunities that the Austin, Dallas, Texas area offers as far as high tech, but also because of quality of life and other things. So it's a great move to have that headquarters brought to Austin. And of course, it also puts it close to Fort Hood, Texas, which is the largest military post in the world. So when you think of Texas and you think of places like Fort Hood and many of the other military bases that we have here, this is a great place for Army Futures Command to be.
Also, we have, I believe it, Fort Sam Houston down in San Antonio.
Yes.
That's General Buchanan. You know, General Buchanan is going to be on our program on August the 18th, and I've invited you to come and be my co-host because I think you know General Buchanan. He is the head of the 5th Army in the United States, and I know he's probably going to be integrally involved in this future command as well. And I think this is really important. I think it's also important for people to know about what you were doing. Can you go a little bit deeper about what you were doing out in California?
Roger, the Army Science Board is a great honor to be assigned to the Army Science Board. As a retired U.S. Army officer, this is an opportunity for me to really give back in many ways. And what they do is they select people who have certain capabilities in different areas. And since I left retired from the Army, I was in the high-tech industry here in Texas, so I've been involved in simulations and in developing software and other issues. So since I have experience in armored vehicles and also the software now in the business in my civilian career, it's in my post-Army career, I should say, it is just a great honor to be on the Army Science Board. And the Army Science Board is a collection of very, very interesting people. How they picked me, I don't know, but these guys are smart as you couldn't believe. And they're all talking about the Army's problems of the future. So the Future Command is going to be working closely with the folks of the Army Science Board because what the Futures Command will do is say, I have this one problem, for instance. What should our next generation combat vehicle be? And that's the study that I'm on. And so I will be looking at different options for how we can create a more effective and efficient and capable vehicle that will help our troops train better, fight better, and hopefully deter wars so that we can all have the peace and prosperity that we enjoy in the United States.
Well, that's something that I think many of us have learned from life experience. We don't want to get into war, but if you're the biggest bear in the valley, the chances are ain't nobody going to attack you. And I think that our military is a military for peace. We don't want to go to war. Matter of fact, the United States, we don't occupy any other countries. The only foreign land we own happened to be where our veterans are buried, especially in Normandy and some of the other places.
But I tell you this, though, if we are ready, we're going to be prepared. Dad, I know that you and Lisa, you're constantly watching what's happening in the news around the world and with the military. And when we come back, we'd love to get your take as someone in your later years of life who served in the late 50s to early 60s of what is happening with our military today and how you feel about that. So Colonel Antal, thank you so much for sharing the latest technology that's being implemented and how prepared we are planning to be for whatever the need is.
All right, this is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo and Sal Gottlieb. We have the great leader. I'm so thankful to have you, John. Would you please stick around, John, because I want to talk more about what we're talking about and preparedness of the military today, as well as the North Korea update. You are my major source of information on that. And so this is going to be a great program. Please stick around for John Antall, Sal Gottlieb, Robin Valtuto, the sports princess or the sports angel. I always get it fouled up.
I'll take whatever one you want to use.
Yeah, whatever. The birthday girl. That's
there
it.
There we go. There we
All
go.
All right. We're going to be right back after these words from our partners. This is Alliance for the Brave.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
You have to sell your gorgeous but suddenly unaffordable house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your mom and dad's old rundown house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your crazy Aunt Zelda's house. You know, the one with all the cats. These guys buy. Taj Mahal? These guys buy. Old musty dump? These guys buy. Just plain ugly? These guys buy. Sell your property now. As is, no fees, no repairs, no waiting. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com.
The American Red Cross, the Dallas Baptist Men, Community Emergency Response Teams, the Salvation Army. To that list, add the RLA Scouts. Founded in the ashes of 9/11, the RLA Scouts provide agile, well-trained, certified, and vetted first response personnel available to police and fire rescue at a moment's notice. And we need you. Whether you help fund the mission or join the mission, consider the RLA Scouts. Visit their website now and make a tax-deductible donation. RLAscouts.org. The RLA Scouts, the next rescue resource for Texas.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548, and our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at allianceforthebrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. I'm having more fun today than the law should allow. And I tell you what, this is really great to celebrate your birthday, young lady.
Thank you. Very special to be with you, Jim, and have my dad in the studio with us. And retired Colonel John Antall joining us as well. You guys, I wanted to mention something. It was a token that my dad brought as he's about to turn 80. And I don't know, Dad, if it's just that age where you start cleaning out the house and giving everything away. And Even the stuff I've given to him over the years, I'm getting it back.
My birthday is Veterans Day.
Wow.
Yeah, 80, November 11th. But he did bring this really unique piece that I cannot wait to display in my office, Dad, because I'm very proud of your service and who you are and as a father. It's a certificate of authenticity for this silver coin. It's the 2010 American Veterans Disabled for Life Proof Silver Dollar Coin. If that is you and you don't have one yet, or a family member, if you have a disabled veteran in your family, what a keepsake this is, Jim.
I think it's absolutely beautiful. We're talking with Colonel John Antall, and I want to make a point, because we were talking about this on the break, of history. Thanks to previous administrations, we were at preparedness levels. That's equipment, that's military personnel, that's everything that was less than prior to World War II. Isn't that correct, John?
Well, I'm trying to understand exactly what you're saying. I think maybe if they turn the music down, we could do it better.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have Chris kind of turn it down just a little bit.
And so, I read statistics that said up until, I guess, a year or two ago when this administration came in, we were at preparedness levels in terms of the fleet, in terms of the military, in terms of the brigades, less than the numbers that was prior to World War II.
Yeah, that's true, particularly with the size of the U.S. Army. So one of our challenges is that when you're in a long war like we've been in the longest war we've ever been in, with both the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan and in the fighting in the global war and terrorism all around. When you look at that and you start to see what cost that is as far as the wear and tear on our people and the casualties we've incurred, and then also the wear and tear on equipment and the thoughts of doctrine and training and all, it's quite a challenge to move from that to then move to an army that's ready to deploy anywhere in the world, prepared to fight not only counterinsurgency operations, but now fighting maybe, or at least deterring the opportunities of peer competitors who think that they want to take advantage of political situations through military force. So we need a deployable, very capable, well-trained, highly technical, and also lethal combat force that we can go anywhere in the world. And it can't be just a one-punch solution. You can't just have, you know, the Navy all set to go, but not the Air Force and the Army. And you can't have the Marines not set to go. You have to have the complete elements, all of those joint forces ready to go to work as a team. Because right now, everything we do is done is a team effort between all four forces. And this is really important for us to develop those capabilities.
Hey, John, I want to chime in here because we were talking during the break. Dad, I'm going to pull you into this discussion a little bit before we go to the next break. But back in the 1950s and 60s, you were saying that one of the biggest improvements to today from that time period is just the money allocated to the military.
Yeah, it's finally we've got some money allocated to help. You know, in years past, the last several years, the money wasn't there for the military, and now hopefully we're seeing it come back. And that's going to make a big difference.
Is it possible with this new administration, more attention is given to preparing our military for what their needs are?
And, John, you're involved in that. Thank you for that. John, I'd like to segue, if that's okay, then talking about North Korea. We've only got a couple of minutes, so let's start that so we can then continue that conversation later. But you are an expert in North Korea and Korea.
Well, I've been studying North Korea for a long time, having served 7 years in the Korean Peninsula in different capacities, at different levels of command, and on different staffs. The situation in Korea right now is as good as it has ever been for at least the last couple of decades due to our diplomacy. However, we're waiting to see if that diplomacy will bear fruit. You know, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just went to North Korea recently again, and did not return with all of the information and the things that he'd like to have had. So we're waiting for North Korea to take action. You know, so we need to have talks over returning the remains of U.S. soldiers from the Korean War. Many U.S. soldiers were buried in North Korea in hasty actions and hasty burials as we withdrew. And so those are some of the things, and many more that we need to talk about after the break.
I think that's really important. So, again, we're going to go to a break, but we've got Colonel John Antall, leadership, the 7 points or the 7 leadership lessons of D-Day, the 7 leadership lessons of the American Revolution. We're going to be talking about leadership and his leadership when we come back. So this is Jim Blythe with
Robin Valletudo
and Sal Gottlieb. And we are so thrilled to hear you here today, Sal, U.S. Air Force veteran. Well, we've got the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy. All we need is a Marine. We'd have it made.
Don't forget the Coast Guard. All right, guys, we'll be right back with more of Alliance for the Brave right after this. Don't go away.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Secret recordings of President Trump talking with his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, before the 2016 election zero in on a potential payment to an ex-Playboy model who allegedly had an affair with Mr. Trump. The president's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said he did nothing wrong. The circumstances surrounding Kimberly Guilfoyle leaving Fox News Channel are still unclear. All Fox says is that it had parted ways with the legal analyst and co-host of The Five. She's been dating Donald Trump Jr. after he and his wife filed for divorce in March. Word is, Guilfoyle will be joining America First PAC, which supports President Trump's agenda. She had worked at Fox News Channel since 2006. Reports are she didn't leave the network voluntarily. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Don't need to buy one of those fancy beds that they advertise on TV that'll cost you thousands of dollars when you can just get a MyPillow.com and it will make a tremendous difference in how you sleep. It really will. We'll save you some money. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll down to the Radio 4-Pack Special, type in promo code USA. You'll get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. Toss out those old, flat, nasty pillows. Replace them with a 100% washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. What have you got to lose? And by the way, did I mention they're all made in America? To get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-951-8175. Ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows, custom fit for you, and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 1-800-951-8175. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this great deal.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
The fans are on their feet on a perfect afternoon.
It's the Foxwood Casino 301.
Daniel Suarez, out of shape, almost gets into Ryan Blaney.
Oh, trouble.
Hard in the wall. The 77 of Eric Jones.
Daniel Suarez on the bottom. Chase Elliott right behind.
Side by side, Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin.
The Foxwood Casino 301. Sunday, July 22nd at 12 noon.
Don't miss the Foxwoods 301 tomorrow at noon on 1160 AM KPDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Tie a yellow ribbon. Well, let me tell you, welcome home to all of my brothers and sisters who have served for many, many years. And joining me in the studio today, Sal Gottlieb, Air Force veteran, Robin Valtudo's dad. Also on the air with me today, one of the great all-time leaders in, from the United States Army, Colonel John Antall. Robin, what a great lineup we've got today.
Fantastic. And Colonel Antall, thank you for kicking off our flashpoints on Alliance for the Brave today. We also want to mention that you are a leadership representative with AUSA. So quickly mention to our listeners around the world what that organization is.
Right. Well, the Association of United States Army is a group of concerned citizens who are concerned about the Army and the future of the Army and work to do that. So in North Texas, my comrades and I get together to coach, teach, and mentor college ROTC cadets. And we've trained over 4,000 college ROTC cadets in different various places, like taking them to Normandy, France, and to Vicksburg, Mississippi, and New Orleans, and all at no expense to them. So we've been working on funding that and teaching leadership in those settings. And it's really very rewarding for us, and we find that the cadets learn a tremendous amount. So those are some of the things we do. And from that, we created an organization called How to Lead U.S., and that is our opportunity to teach leadership both to ROTC and to other folks and to other people in the military, but also to businesses. So if businesses are interested in raising their leadership standard, what we do is we coach, teach, and mentor their employees to get a greater familiarization on what leadership is about. Now, as you know, I've published several books on leadership, and my last two books, Seven Leadership Lessons of the American Revolution and also Seven Leadership Lessons of D-Day, are opportunities for anyone to read and understand leadership from different contexts and to use that in their daily lives. One of the things that I always say is that you must read to lead. And if you're not reading, you're not filling up that glass that you need to fill up so that it's full with the leadership knowledge that you need.
Very
so these
wise.
Are great opportunities to do this. I've never met a leader that didn't read voraciously. And so there's so much, it's so important for you to fill up your brain housing group, as I call it, with thoughts about how you can become a better leader, because all of us will rise to the level of our leadership.
Well, Colonel Antall, you just really supported the great qualities that veterans bring into the workforce, which we support that through our daily mission of Alliance for the Brave week in and week out. Jim, Dad, and Colonel Antall, I know as we were going to break, Colonel, you were talking about the threat of North Korea, so we want to continue that. But also, is it appropriate, guys, to chime in on what's happening with President Trump and the relations building with Russia?
Yeah, that's a really important aspect of our understanding of today's world. People must think about who the major competitors are for the United States. They're not enemies yet, but they could easily become enemies. And in many ways, they're doing things that enemies do, like launching cyber campaigns against our businesses and against our military and against our government. So, you know, when does a cyber attack become an act of war? And those are some of the things we're trying to work through. But Russia is a competitor, and so is China. So China and Russia are the two big competitors against the United States, and these are the people that we need to be able to understand. We need to be able to deter any aggression, and we also need to be able to talk to them. So what President Trump is doing, I think, is very wise. Winston Churchill once said that I would rather jaw-jaw than war-war, and what that means is you would rather talk than fight. And so when you're talking to the Russians and you're talking to the Chinese and you're talking to the North Koreans, you have an opportunity to lower the threshold of problems and maybe deter war. Imagine what we've done now since President Trump has gone to North Korea. The North Koreans have not launched any more missiles. They have not conducted any more nuclear tests. Now, we are concerned that they're not moving as quickly as we'd like them to on several issues. For instance, one, they should give us a return of all of our U.S. servicemen who were killed in North Korea and buried in North Korea that are still there. Mm-hmm. All of those bodies should be returned to the United States. They've promised to do that, but they haven't done that yet. So we need to do that and have that happen. The second thing is they need to give us a list of all of their nuclear assets and the locations of those assets. Now, you can imagine that is a big step. And I'm sure that the North Koreans are going through some apoplexy and trying to figure out how to do that, because that basically takes away the curtain and shows where everything is. And once we know where all that is, then we can start to go through the next step of denuclearization. But that basically lays them bare to us, and they know that. So that's a tough thing for them to do. And one of the reasons that it hasn't happened yet, quite frankly, is China. North Korea is a client state of China. North Korea does everything that China tells it to do. If you followed closely what happened in the last 6 months, every time there was an issue that North Korea and the United States were talking about, the next week or so, the North Korean leader would go and talk to the Chinese leader. And Kim would go to Pyongyang and talk to Xi, and Xi would tell him what to do. So at some point, we need to continue what we're doing with these sanctions. We need to see that the North Koreans are, in fact, going to comply with what they said they would comply with, that they would denuclearize. But if they don't, it's because the Chinese have said not to, because they don't do anything that the Chinese, if the Chinese tell them to do something, they do it. They're not acting on their own. And if they did, suddenly a million Chinese soldiers would start coming down from North Korea on the northern border and would probably remove Kim from power, and he knows that. So right now we're in a good situation in that we're talking with China and we're talking with North Korea. China had one of its worst years ever last year, and there's a lot of problems in China, so this is the time for us to be strong. And if we can denuclearize North Korea, or if we cannot, we say that whatever North Korea does, China has done. So we just put them together, and we make it all on China, and we put all the responsibility on China. And as much as China will say, wait a minute, we can't have we can't be held responsible for the actions of Kim, we can easily say, yes, you can. And if you don't, there's other things we can do. But we must use the peaceful methods that we can, the ratcheting up of sanctions, the working with China, and also Russia, because Russia's on the border of North Korea as well. And Russia has a long history with North Korea. In fact, the first Korean War, just after World War II, the Korean War that started in 1950, the Russians set that up. They trained the North Korean army. They flew aircraft for the North Koreans. It was basically North Korea then was a surrogate of Russia. So times have changed. They're now a surrogate of China. But we must deal with those, and we must be able to deal with both Russia and China. And therefore, that's why we need to be able to be strong in many arenas. And that means that we have to do, as Jim was saying, refurbish our military. We need to use the money, as Sal was saying, to create a better force, a force that will be a deterrent across the world, and a force that both the Russians and the Chinese fear enough so that they will never, ever oppose us in combat.
It's hard.
That's our goal.
It's hard for a lot of people to understand, but my old grandpappy used to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I want the biggest gorilla with me to protect me and work with me. That is, unfortunately, a human mindset, and a lot of people have what I call and what General Bob Scales calls a sheepdog effect. They don't like the sheepdog protecting the flock until the wolf shows up. That's a problem in our country, that people don't understand the perception and the real need for a strong military, because it is a deterrent, John.
That's true, and that's why it's important for us to do what we're doing, talk on the radio like this about these issues so that people will discuss it. Write books and write articles so that people will read them and understand the situation, so that we as free citizens can discuss these issues and understand what's at stake. And for instance, one of the things I'm doing is I'm taking a group people from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they can come from anywhere, any citizen who wishes to attend, in fact. I'm taking a group to Korea in October. So from 17 through 24 October, I'll take a group of about 26 people, and we will stay on the U.S. military garrison post at Yongsan at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel, and we'll spend a whole week in Korea learning about the national security implications. We're learning about the Korean War and learning about the Korean culture. And so if you're interested in doing this, all you need to do is check out the website at How to Lead U.S., which is H2LUS-trips.com. So H2LUS-trips.com. And you can learn all about the trip that, well, you can go to Korea and you'll see the DMZ. You'll go to the tunnels that the North Koreans have dug underneath the DMZ. You'll be briefed by senior U.S. military personnel and get a chance to see the current situation. And also learn the culture and the aspects of South Korea, which are amazing. I mean, South Korea has become one of our strongest and best trading partners, good ally. They served with us and fought with us in the Vietnam War. So they've been stalwart in their belief in freedom. And our alliance between Korea and the United States has kept millions of people living much better than anybody could live in North Korea. I mean, in North Korea, they're basically starving.
John, what an incredible opportunity. And I would like for you to give that website one more time for people to write it down.
Right. The website is H2LUS. Stands for How to Lead U.S. So H2LUS-trips. TRIPS.com.
Okay, fantastic. And one other thing, guys, Jim and Dad, I appreciate Colonel Antal saying is we need to, as citizens, do our research and not necessarily buy into what the latest media outlet is pitching.
Dad,
you pitch that to me all the time when I come to visit you guys in Houston, because what I do appreciate that you guys are very in tune with the news and you're researching different outlets to ensure that you're getting the right stories, the right information. Each of us as citizens, it is our duty to do our due diligence before we buy into propaganda.
You know, that's gotten to be a huge problem. That's one reason why I like to listen to John David Wells on the Wells Report during the week here on this station. Because he gives a actual, factual, here's what this is going on, here's what it says. And a lot of people don't understand, too, when we're talking about Russia and China as competitors, we've got a gigantic trade imbalance with China. They want to sell us everything super, super cheap, but they don't want to buy anything from us, which is an $800 billion trade imbalance. People don't understand that. Well, why I want my cheap stuff from China? Well, I got to tell you, there's a price to pay for that. And what we're trying to do is get parity, get people to quit taking advantage of the United States. And I appreciate that because we have not had an administration that's been willing to step up to the table. Controversial. You need to read both sides of it, but when you understand some of the economics behind that, you go, I'm not sure. I think that we need more of what John says. Either you read or you bleed. Not a bad way to put that, John?
That's very well said. Very well said. And you certainly have to read to lead. So if you want to be a leader in your community, you want to be a thought leader in your group or your school or your organization, you know, you need to be informed on the issues. And what Jim was just talking about is so important. You see that the trade issues are also closely related and completely intertwined with the national security issues. So when you hear President Trump talking about tariffs against China, there's also that bit about, and listen, China, if you help us with North Korea, maybe those tariffs wouldn't be so high. So there's all of this going on. There's subtle ways to move people. Influence, leadership is about influence, and influencing your opponent is very critical to keeping out of fights. And the problem we have now is that if you get into a war with Russia or a war with China, it very quickly can go nuclear, and that usually would be very bad. There's no goodness in any of that.
I'm a member of InfraGuard, which is an organization, private organization that was set up by the FBI, and we do these cyber information deals. And one of the things people don't know is there is a building in China with 2,500 technology specialists hacking into our systems every hour of every day.
That's
just
right.
To probe and see what they can do. And you're going, what? They
yes.
could shut down our power plants, our grids, our dam, our hydroelectric, almost momentarily. And people don't understand this is what's going on. So I tell you what let's do. Robin and Sal, let's come back with John after this word from all of our partners as we're talking about not only North Korea, but making not only America strong, but the world strong together.
All right, we want to encourage our listeners to please get in touch with us, tune in, join in, plug in with us online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. We'll be right back.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Power Sports. In 1889, the J.E. Faust store opens on Main Street. It's now Grapevine's oldest remaining brick building. Eggs sell for 10 cents per dozen. Butter is 20 cents per pound. And chickens are $2.50 a dozen.
I'm Aaron McWhorter with Grapevine Power Sports. When I bought the dealership, I came in to buy a four-wheeler. They were a freestanding Kawasaki dealership. And I said, Dennis, I don't mean to pry. Are you interested in selling this place? And he said, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we're fixing to put it on the market. I said, Dennis, I'll take it. In the last 3 years, we've done 60% increase. The mayor's a customer of mine. The city manager is a customer of mine. A lot of friends that live here still. The small town feel right in the middle of the big metroplex.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I've had 10 major surgeries, including 3 brain surgeries. And I have extreme rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and fibromyalgia. And I wanted to let him know that his Balance of Nature have helped boost my immune system so much because I'm on injectable medications for the rheumatoid, and they burn your immune system. Since I've been taking Balance of Nature, I haven't gotten a cold, nothing. It really helped me tremendously.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo...
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo and Sal Gottlieb, Air Force veteran. way back when.
Dad, thanks for driving all the way up from Houston to be with us today on Alliance for the Brave. You know, Jim, we have talked to Dad the last several years on his birthday, Veterans Day, November 11th, but today is his debut in studio for the first time ever on radio.
How about that?
So
he's
thanks,
pretty
Dad.
Cool.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
happened to you?
Does a good job. I didn't even know that was a slam, but yeah, I guess so.
No, I'm just teasing you. I'm messing with you.
Also, we do want to do a shout-out of praise to our other colleague, Mr. Ron Abrams, Army retired veteran with the Texas Veterans Association. He is traveling the world right now, but will be back with us next week, so look forward to that. And don't forget that starting next week, following us on Alliance for the Brave right here on KBDT 1160 AM, as well as Jim around the world on Armed Forces Radio Network, will be Mr. Pete Prasad and Ashley Burgess with Dr. Muir. Healthcare starts with you. They've got an incredible national campaign right now that is in support of prevention of suicide amongst our military, our everyday civilians, and children. So look
very,
forward to that.
Very, very important topics. And Colonel Antal, thank you so much for joining in and continuing in with us. Robin, I want to take this final couple of minutes to say again, thank you for being our executive director. Thank you for setting up this show. Thank you for getting us onto Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for working together for almost 4 years.
It's been a wonderful journey, and Colonel Antal, you've become a wonderful new partner with us in that and contributing to important information that not just civilians need to know, but our veterans, our active duty, want to hear from around the world. So thank you as well, and all of our other wonderful partners which are related to veteran service organizations. So I know we've plugged our website periodically, but we really do want to encourage you to go there, learn which organizations are credible, which ones are truly doing service and support to those in need in our military and first responder space. AllianceForTheBrave.com.
And
yes. Jim, thank you for all that you do and your lovely bride, Diane, do as well in partnership in support of Alliance for the Brave and our mission.
And Colonel Antal, would you please give out again that website for your trip to South Korea in October? I think my wife and I are going to want to go real bad, but I got to talk to her about it because she is the executive.
She's the executive director of the Blythe household.
Yes. Well, you have just shown, Jim, that the first lesson of leadership, obey the wife.
Dad would say that, too. It's honey, what, you're right.
Yeah. Without well, there has to be an understanding, and that's a good understanding. Now, here's the website that you asked for. It's the organization that we have is How to Lead U.S. So the website is h2lus-trips.com. So h2lus-trips.com. And this is going to be a trip from 17 through 24 October 2018. We will fly from wherever you are. It doesn't matter. You meet us at the airport at Incheon, Seoul, Korea, and we meet you there, and we hand carry you throughout the entire 7 days in an unbelievable experience of learning about South Korea and many other things.
Colonel Antal, our show is already coming to a close so quickly. We always enjoy having you on with us. I'd love for you to send me any artwork or link to this trip opportunity, and we'll get it up on Alliance for the Brave as quickly as possible.
I've sent you the website and also a YouTube video that shows everything.
Oh, fantastic. We'll get it posted.
And Colonel, you and I are meeting this week, and we're going to be recording Flashpoints, which is going to be some leadership lessons that we're going to start carrying every week that you provide for us. I think that's incredibly important. So people can tune in and hear Flashpoints starting next week.
Well, and as well as just the most topical conversation points happening in our nation today as it impacts our military. So again, Colonel Antal, thank you so much for joining us, sir. We look forward to having you on next time.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Happy birthday, Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to say a special thank you to Robin. Happy birthday.
Lots of thanks today, guys.
Yeah, you're doing great.
I appreciate
that. Thank you for bringing your dad in.
I know. Such a pleasure. Dad, what a special show it's been with you. And
it was an honor. It was an honor for me.
You are a great guest co-host with us today. We also want to thank our amazing producer, Chris Campbell, for all of the sound and imaging in today's show and the fabulous music that just keeps us all feeling really good and spirited.
Takes me back. I want to say thank you to all of our veterans, all of those that are serving, who keep us safe and who protect us. It's really important what you do, and we pray for you. So this is Jim Blythe with...
And Robin Valletudo, and as back in 1961, President Kennedy encouraged Americans to ask not what our country could do for us, but what can we do for our country? And on that note, Jim...
We are Alliance for the Brave. We're here for you. We'll be back next week, and thank you so... Busting in air, gave proof through the night.